Welcome to the website this week. Glad you joined me and helped you have a chance to look over a number of new items I put up. Got my new book out. Obviously, I'm excited about that. It's a compilation of many columns I've written that I've elaborated on, and columns that have a bearing on the attitudes in Louisiana and how the rest of the country and the world looks at us. And I've enjoyed writing my book. You can get some samples and get an idea out of it on the front page of the website. Hope you look it over and consider buying a copy. I've got copies in most of the bookstores throughout the state, and I'll be doing a book tour this fall, like I did with my last book, Justice Denied, that also is on the front cover. My column this week talks about our governor in Louisiana, Bobby Jindal. I thought it was interesting that he's going this Saturday night when LSU plays Florida to be hosted at a major fundraiser by key Republicans all over Florida, including the Speaker of the House, the Majority Leader. And it cost $25,000 just to sit down and talk to Jindal at a roundtable discussion with other $25,000 raisers and givers. It cost $10,000 just to have your picture taken with him. I thought it was interesting that the Vice President Cheney came to Louisiana this week to have his picture taken with a number of congressional candidates. And they were able to get $2,000 for a picture. Jindal gets $10,000 if you have your picture taken with him over in Florida. And the point I was making is it's an indication that with McCain's future a little shaky right now and the Democrats having the momentum, I think Jindal is sitting out on a course to look at the presidency, not the vice presidency, but the presidency just 4 years from now. And I analyze that in my column. I hope you'll take an opportunity to look at it. I'm also deeply concerned about the bailout situation and the effect that insurance, which is something I know a little bit about, has to do on the overall effort we're having in this bailout. I see that AIG, having gotten $85 billion, is now getting another $30 billion injected into that insurance company. It is insurance. And then you saw the articles, I assume they're on my website, about the executives for AIG that went off and spent $400,000 to wine and dine each other after they just got this huge bailout. Went ahead and spent $440,000 for manicures and pedicures and massages at a big plush resort. That just shows you the mentality of companies like this. They've not been regulated. Louisiana should be actively regulating AIG. They are a major presence in Louisiana. You think, well, why are they so big in Louisiana? This is a huge company that insures a lot of these more risky ventures in insurance, the offshore oil rigs, the chemical plants out down the river. How do you put a value in the loss or an explosion in a chemical plant? AIG insures risks like that, the Port of New Orleans. So even though we're a smaller state, we're a huge insurance presence, and as a consequence, monitoring companies like AIG is extremely important. When I was insurance commissioner, I oversaw Lloyd's of London. I took my staff and went to London. They'd never been audited by any insurance department in America, and they're a huge presence in America, and quite frankly, they were going broke. If we had not audited them, they could have gone completely under and cost Louisiana policyholders hundreds of millions of dollars. We ought to be doing the same thing with AIG, and why the Department of Insurance and other commissioners don't audit them is just beyond my belief. I'm very critical of it. I think there should be some immediate audits to take place. Some funny things on. Of course, I'm hyping up my daughter, Campbell, who's been so controversial. You know, she's got her view in terms of getting very opinionated. And if you listen to her, she's not left or right, liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. She just thinks there should be a fairness out there, and she talks a great deal about it. So hope you'll take a few minutes to look over the Campbell Brown videos that I put there on the screen on my website this week. Glad you tuned in to listen to me, and we'll keep you posted each week on what's happening here in the state of Louisiana. This is Jim Brown signing off. We'll talk to you again next week.